Blog Talk Radio.
Sun 752 with this your daily psych. It's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday from one something to two something ish. And the reason that we say one something to two something ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is a Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight back. Bust it up with each other. No, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and I'm feeling like a real man should. I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So let's get it popping. Today we're talking about gone, or should I say out of your life until they break up. Out of your life until they break up. Oh, my goodness. Hold on, y'all. I got to fix this wheel. I got to fix this wheel on this chair. One thing I can't have is a broken wheel. All right, so I'm going to swing that around there where it'll be less of a factor. We good? Hey, yeah, we good? Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely show the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, Ma? It's good to see me some you. Oh, yes, it is. It's good to see me some you. So on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show today, we are talking about out of your life until they break up. I know all of us have a friend or associate or somebody like that. You know, your cut buddy, your the friend that you would always go out with, your party friend. And not saying that your party friends aren't your real friends, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, the one that you hung out with the most. Now, it's a disheartening situation. It's a tough situation when the person that you know you hang out with the most, have fun with the most, y'all be doing stuff, going from here to there. Y'all always out. Y'all always relate to each other. Y'all good friends. That's what friends are for. That's what you're supposed to do with friends. But then those same friends that you've been hanging out with for years, months or whatever, they were single. And as long as they single, you always going to be on their radar. They always going to be on the phone. Yo, let me tell you about my day. Let me tell you what happened with such and such. Let me blah, 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 diggy, diggy, dang, diggy, dang, dang, dang. But as soon as they get a man, as soon as they get a woman, whatever the case may be, as soon as they get somebody, as soon as they can change their status, their relationship status from single to in a relationship, their status with you changes from friends to I ain't talked to them, seen them in a couple of months. I ain't even tried to lie or even front. As soon as they get a new woman, a man, I ain't never going to see them. Not again. And it be like that. The pattern is true. First time they got a boo, they lost and forgot about you. And that's the way that it be. And this really ain't hard to see. Well, I be like that sometimes. Veronica Freeman, what's going on, Ronnie? Haven't seen you around here in a good while. It's good to see me some you always, always. But you know how it be. You know, this is real shit. And it's funny. It's messed up because you got to, it almost makes you look like you a hater. Like you a hater because you know as soon as they get a new boo, as soon as they get a new love, as soon as, you know, the shorty come through, as soon as they get a man, as soon as they get somebody who's making them be like, Yeah. Only Sun 752 can take an orgasm and make a beat out of it. I said, yes. Keep it right. Yeah. You like that. I know you. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, as soon as they got somebody putting that spice, putting that seasoning on their food, you know you're not going to hear from them again. Yeah, in the beginning, they be acting like, oh, I know last time I was MIA when I got my man or my woman or whatever, you know, I mean, I got all caught up and everything. But it's not going to be like that this time. It's not going to be like that this time. And you know in your heart of hearts, you want to believe them, but you know for a fact that they lying. You know, you might as well go ahead and find another. If y'all used to go to the club on the weekends, you know you better find another friend, which is understandable. If you hooked up with a man or a woman, you ain't supposed to be out there like that. I mean, you can be, you know, depending on the type of arrangements that y'all have, but you know, you're going to have to switch some things around just for the mere fact that you are in a relationship now and you're trying to establish yourself in that relationship with the person that you're with. Totally understandable. Totally, dude. Totally. Here's what's not understandable. Why you have to totally cut off everybody when you get a new woman or a man as if the people that you just cut off were the people that were stopping you from being with a woman or a man. You know that you... soon as you start having problems with your new woman or man, you're going to go back to them asking for advice, boo-hooing, asking, how come all men are the same? How come they don't want to give you their last name? How come they always want to mess around? They'll never want to make you exclusive. They ain't down, and they don't want you to do nothing, but they always want you to submit to something, and they want to be exclusive to them, but they don't want to be exclusive to you. And I really don't understand how come they all act the same and why they do it. But I know that I'm back with you, and they are the ones that just lost a new boo, and I'm a hell of a catch, and I got a new batch, and we gonna go out there and catch, because there's a lot of different fish in the sea, and I'm glad that you are down with me. But what's up? We going out tonight? Are we going to the basketball game or the fight? Or are we going to go to the bowling alley? Whatever you want to do, go to the new rally. Or should I say the drag races? We can do everything. We can see some new faces. We can. Shut up. Where was you? When my son or my daughter got jumped, I couldn't call you. You was booed up. We had to go back and forth to court. But you was booed up. I needed you for some things, but you was too big. Booed up. I was breaking up with my booed up. When my mom was sick, I had to go to the hospital. Booed up. You was never there when I really needed you, but you was booed up. When you was going through your problems, I was always there with you. When I was booed up, I never forgot about you, and I wouldn't do it because I booed up. You understand what I'm saying? Shit is rad out here, son. Shit is rad. But it's a hell of a phenomenon. And I want to say that the people who do this are selfish. I mean, at the end of the day, they don't really owe you nothing. But respect is due to a dog, as the old head say. Respect is due to a dog. And it's disrespectful to leave all your good friends behind, leave all your family behind, just because you got a new man. Did your man request that you do that? Because that's a red flag, if you ask me. If you get with somebody and they don't want you to be around nobody else or whatever, they request that you give all of them all of your time. Or should I say you give them all of your time? I mean, to me, that should be a red flag. That should be something that should make you say, like, oh, well, I mean, listen, you know, we together, and I want us to definitely get to know each other better and be together and, you know, have a good time, a nice time. But you don't tell me I can't go over my mom's house without you, and you don't be wanting to go over my mom's house all the time. Don't tell me that the friends that I had before, I need to stop hanging around with them because you heard that they was, I don't know, maybe you heard that they was loose or whatever. Maybe you know them or knew them from before, and you still judging them by the criteria that you knew them before, so you don't want me hanging around them because you think that I'm going to do or that I do the same things that you knew them to do. Nah. Trust is something that we're going to have to establish too. So if you can't trust me just to be around my own friends without thinking that I'm going to gravitate towards them or that I'm going to participate in certain things that they do, I don't think that we're starting off on the right foot. But besides all that, that friend that's gone in the wind until they break up. That friend that's gone in the wind until they break up. You don't see them no more after they get booed up. You know what I'm saying? And to be real about it, truth of the matter is that you be missing them. You know what I mean? That's your good friend. You like that, yo. Somebody that you used to talk to either every day or on some type of regular basis, now you don't talk to them anymore, like y'all beefing. And you're expected to just be okay with this because you know how they are and you know how invested they get in their relationship. forget about the relationship that you have with them and how they didn't seem to be too invested in what y'all had. And this really goes towards people who aren't negatively influential to their friends. If you're the type of person that's negatively influential to your friends, then yeah, when they get booed up, they probably should leave you behind. But then again, no, I'm not going to say that either. Because as full-grown adults, we can make our decisions about, or we can stick by the decisions that we make to be with somebody, to not be with somebody, to be around somebody, to not be around somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. You can't choose your family members, but you can absolutely choose your friends. So if you've chosen your friends the way that you've chosen them, then you got to stick by them the way that they require to be stuck by. I'm not saying that you have to obligate yourself to them, but if you're freely giving up information about you, your relationships, your personal information when you're single, but when you're in a relationship, they can't hear from you at all. Like, no phone calls, no contact, no nothing. But soon as you break up, here you come. Remember that weed spot we used to go to? Can we go today? I stopped smoking the hay. I stopped smoking them days. Soon as I got with my man, he ain't like the hay, so I stopped smoking that shit. I must have been crazy. I need a drink and some time to think. I'm really sad and I'm on the brink of destruction. Maybe feeling suicidal because I lost my man, my boo, and he's my idol. But you got the title of friend, and I'm going to be with you to the end, and I'm coming you humbly. I serve, and I'm ready to get with you. I'm on your nerves. Please don't say that. I need somebody right now, and I know I haven't been around. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. So we're talking about out of your life until they break up. So we're talking about that friend you have, that cousin you have, that sister you have, that brother you have, that's hanging around you, blowing up your phone all the time when they single. As soon as they get a new boo, they forget all about who you, Y-O-U. They can't remember your number. They haven't been around in like 6 or 7 months, and you wondering how they doing. I hope they damn near married. Yo, how they doing? Have you seen them in a while? Hey, yo, it's messed up when people who know how close you were with somebody, they asking you like, yo, what's up with you? You know, where your people's at? You know, how they doing? And you like, you know, to be honest with you, I ain't talked to them in a while. And you know, you won't be like, you're trying not to hate. So you're trying not to hate. You're trying not to give up too much information that makes you look like a hater. So you ain't trying to be like, yeah, well, you know, when she got a new man, you know, you don't hear from her when she got a new man. Even though everybody know it. So you don't want to say that. So you say, well, you know, last time I spoke to them, they was doing all right. They was going, you know, she got a little new love now. So everything is. You know, you trying to hold it down, knowing damn well I got to give you the basic information that I knew from 6 or 7 months ago because I ain't heard from them since then. They don't call. They don't contact. They don't come through. You don't see them. They are straight ghosts. They are like Dracula in the daylight or another vampire. They are like a vampire in the daylight. You ain't going to see them, and you ain't seen them. You ain't seen them. Shoot. Even a vampire will take a chance and try to sneak out in the daytime if they need blood. Like, yo, man, I need some blood. These days, this daylight savings time be killing me. Maybe it won't be so bad if I go in the shade. I go in the shade. Shirley Sherrill says, insecurities usually come from memories of a past relationship. Insecurities. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Insecurities. I don't know. Was they insecure when they was hanging out with you all the time? When they were single? Were they? So I don't know. Like I said, the thing about this is just like drug abuse, because this is pattern behavior. You if you've ever dealt with somebody that was on drugs, you know that when they're on drugs, they ain't coming around you unless you are enabling them in some type of way, like you giving them money or some type of resources, a place to stay or whatever. They know that when they start getting high, they got to stay from around you. They don't want you to see them like that. Forget about their vulnerabilities. They don't want you to see them practicing failure like that. So when they getting high, you ain't going to have no contact with them. You know what I mean? Remember the crack era back in the 80s, you know, and in the 90s. I knew so many crackheads. And they were away from their families. I noticed that. They'd be away from their families while they was getting high. When they were really in their addiction, they were away from their families. As soon as they went, did they 90 days in rehab, put on their weight, you know, chicks come back from rehab looking all spit shined up and refurbished and whatever, the titties, boom, ass all. Like, yo, that 90 day 30 pounds you put on, this thing. If I didn't fear that you probably caught, you know what I mean, caught that monster out there while you was out there tricking, while you was in your addiction, I would give you a shot. But as it is, I'm going to let you, let's make sure that you free. Let's give it a couple of years and see if you still right. But what I'm saying is, I noticed that once they went to rehab and got clean, where did they go? They went back home to their families. It didn't even matter that their family wasn't out of town. Like, they might have came to North Philly to get high, but they went back to Mount Airy. They went back to Germantown. They went back to West Oak Lane to their families once they got clean, because they could show their face, because now they could integrate themselves and participate with the rest of the people who were practicing a normal lifestyle. It's the same thing when it comes to these people who are single. You Johnny on the spot. You Joe Familiar. Always around, always available, always want to do something. But as soon as you get a new man or a woman, it's like, yeah, well, you know. You all right to be around with, as long as, you know, I ain't, you know what I mean? I don't have nobody to do this with. And even when I have somebody to do this with, if I'm not linked up with them, it's a whole different story. So you could be like a stone cold hoe, but now you got a man. Now you got a man. So now the whole game changed. Everybody forgot about Dre. And all these Eminem's forgot about Dre. Everybody forgot about Dre. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we're talking about out of your life until they break up. It's almost like they left you in order to get with somebody else, and now they broke up with somebody else, and now they coming back to you. Well, I'm making my way back to you, girl, with a burning heart's desire. She used to be my friend. Oh, she used to be my friend. Such a great personality. The boy was all right with me. He's my friend. If I had a chance, I'd take him back. As a matter of fact, soon as I break up. Pathetic. Pathetic. This fronting. I don't understand about this front. And it's crazy. Because I feel like I can't talk about this topic without sounding like a hater. Honestly, it feels like I'm hating. But I'm like, man, go ahead and patch up. Yo, go ahead and patch up things with your girl, dog. For real. Go ahead, patch up things with your shorty. Go ahead, man. You know what I mean? Because evidently she needs you more than I do. And I ain't saying that we ain't cool like that, but she needs you more, and you need her more than you need me. You know what I'm saying? When my mom was sick, she was in the hospital, I couldn't call you. You was too busy bull-loving. There I am sounding like a hater again. You know what I mean? When I lost my job, having problems, you know, financially, I couldn't call you. You was bull-loving. It is what it is. I made it through all of that, though. But I really needed a friend. I didn't need you to finance me or nothing like that. Just needed somebody to talk to, some moral support. I could barely get a return text message or a phone call back. I thought we was beefing for a minute. Turns out we wasn't beefing. You was boo-loving. And for you, boo-loving feels like we beefing. Feels like... How you doing in charades? Feels, I don't know. I never played charades. I ain't going front. I always wanted to play. The only reason I ever wanted to play charades is because they make it seem so much fun on TV. If you've ever tried to play charades in person, because I did try to play it once, it's not fun like it is on TV. You know why? Because people don't be knowing what you're talking about. They don't be figuring it out. Sounds like. Sounds like. So what y'all think? What y'all think in the comments? What y'all think? Have y'all ever? Is it only me? Am I tripping? Is it only me? Am I the only one who knows about this phenomenon? Am I the only one who have had friends that practice this type of pattern behavior? Am I the only one who knows what it feels like to be forgotten about when your best friend or your good friend or, you know, your buddy gets a new woman or a new man or whatever, and they stop hanging out with you, they stop communicating with you, they stop calling, they stop seemingly caring about you? Is it just me? Because if it's just me, then, you know, it is what it is. But I've seen other people co-sign this. It'll be like, yeah, you're right. I ain't heard from them either. I ain't heard from them either. When they get into their man or their woman, they get all the way into them. They get all the way in, son. All the way in. All the way all the way. Fare thee well, Hiawatha. Fare thee well, brave warrior. So it'd be like that sometimes, man. It's a tough situation, though. It really is. That's tough. Because just like lovers miss people that they are no longer hooked up with, friends miss people too. Shoot, don't you love your friends? If you don't love your friends, they shouldn't be your friends. That's how I feel about it. I love all my friends. The ones I call really, that I really call friends. I ain't talking about just some people that I know. I ain't talking about them. Ain't nobody talking about them, though. Do you underdig? Still I rise, though. We move forward. We press on. GK Wright says, you are definitely not the only one. Phew! I was starting to wonder, because y'all quiet. You know, I know I started the show late. I know. But it is. It's a tough situation dealing with that. And like I said, I can't even talk about the situation without feeling like I'm sounding like a hater. Because you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because if somebody else wasn't as descriptive and as vivid with the description of the situation that I'm talking about, I would think like, maybe you should get somebody too and you wouldn't be worried about them. But I've never been in a situation where I was in love with any woman that made me totally forget about my friends and forget about my family and forget about everybody I loved beforehand. Honestly, I don't think I would be with somebody who requested that I be that way. And 9 times out of 10, it's not even that the person is requesting that they be that way. That's not the situation. They made this decision for themselves. Just like, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I've heard people on social media talk about how when they get into a relationship, then they don't be on social media. And I've always taken a hard look at that, like, I wonder why. Like, I don't get the connection until I really thought about it. The connection is social media for a lot of people is really a dating site. Regardless of their interactions on it, they're really there to find somebody. So when they find somebody, they can't be on social media because they know in their heart of hearts that that's where they find somebody else. So they don't have any business being on social media if they have already found somebody because their goals have been met, even if they didn't meet them on social media. And I don't think that people be understanding that that's what they're saying when they say that. But I've seen multiple memes like that. Like, would you delete your social media account or stop being on social media if you found true love? And I'm like, what does finding true love have to do with social media? A lot of people signed up for social media to find true love. They don't even realize that that's what they are telling on themselves about. Like, for them, this is just one big dating site. You are out there fishing, waiting to find somebody, the love of your life. There's nothing wrong with looking for love. But that's not what social media was set up to do. Not for everybody. Of course, there are dating sites on social media. But that's not generally what the intention was. But they don't see it like that. They see it like, yeah, social media for me is all about trying to find somebody to hook up with. It's all about being in somebody's inbox, sending them sexy pictures. Well, no, posting sexy pics. possibly sending racy photos in the inbox, you know, dick pics and stuff like that. That's what they about that life. That's where they coming from. So you know how it is when you look at something one way, you think that everybody else sees what you see, especially when you found some evidence that supports that. That's sort of like on social media when people put up a post and then they get mad at your responses to the post. They could have easily turned off commenting, but that's not what they did. That's not what they did. But the action shows that they're not ready for anybody to feel differently than they feel. Everybody ain't ready for that. And some people handle that horribly. Horribly, man. What the hell? Is this job broke? Wait a minute now. Why is it leaking? My bad, y'all. I'm looking for a crack. I'm looking for a crack. I mean, spilling. See, this choline got turmeric in it, and you know, turmeric is it's the main ingredient for curry, and you know, curry stains don't come out. That they don't come out. All right. Shirley Cheryl says, my best friend left the state when she got married. It almost felt like she died because I didn't see her for years, and she is a nurse, and so she was so busy with the COVID cases. See, but that's different. If you get married and move away to start a life with your spouse, that's not the same as, I mean, listen, you can be busy, but you can check in. Even if you're talking about COVID, even just to be like, yo, hey, yo, sure, you good? You know, like a text, like, yo, you know, this COVID thing is crazy. And at my job, I'm seeing so many people affected with it. I'm afraid that I might get it myself. People dying left and right is bad out here. And I just want to, you know, check back at home and make sure that my family okay. And you are definitely my family, baby. You good? You good? You good? How about everybody else? And don't nobody have that shit, do they? Y'all can't be together every day anymore. Y'all may not have been together every day when she was here, but you can check in. That's the one good thing about cell phones and text messages in particular. Like, you may not really like text messages. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not really that fond of text messages because, you know, for my own reasons. I think people who text often text because they don't want to talk, and they don't want to talk because they know they have to get their thoughts together in order to talk, and they have to learn how to communicate. But you can play a chess game, or you can play text messages like a game of tennis. Okay, when you say that, when you serve that text, then I'll return the text with this. People do that with text messages. So I think it's for pussies. And that's male or female. As you know. What do I know? Cheryl says, usually people be looking for crack, but you were looking for, wait. Usually people be looking for crack, but you were looking for a crack. That's much better. Yo, you got chill. Yeah, they looking for crack, but you were looking for, you know, the crack. The crack. You was looking for the crack. Instead of trying to take out LL, why don't you take your homeboys off the crack? But it's tough. You know, as soon as things start to go sour with their new relationship, marriage, whatever the case may be, as soon as things start not going their way, they're going to start ringing your phone again. They're going to start asking about you like they've been concerned about you for the last 13 months. It's just uncool. That's not cool. But these are the kind of things that happen with us. It ain't got to be this way. It probably shouldn't be this way, but it often is. So what do we do? How do we handle this situation? How have you handled it before when you've been in this situation? How have you responded to your friends or your family's lack of response? How have you responded to that? How have you reacted to that? Because you might be a little mad at them. Treating you like a second-class citizen. You only good for when they are falling on, when they have fallen on hard times. That's the only time you could be actively friendly with them. Because when things are going well for them, they ain't got no time for you. No time. It's tough. Out of your life until they break up. We'll start having problems. Start seeing the person that they chose for who they really are. Now they want to come back to you and start asking for your advice. Well, what do you think I should do? I mean, well, you think I should, I mean, should I break up with them? Should we take a break? What would you do? Kept in contact the whole time. Instead of being in my face right now and I don't even want to see you. That's what I would have done. Then there are those of us who let each other live. Like, yeah, I know you be caught up with your man and all into your man or woman, whatever. When you get in a relationship, I understand. I ain't mad at you. I'll just be there for you when you get back. I understand that stance. That's not a negative thing. You may not take it personally. But I think it's a little harder to understand when people don't seem to reach out and show you the same love and courtesy and attention that they give to other people who may return to them a lot less. They may be a lot less reinforcing than you are. Everybody forgot about Dre. Everybody forgot about Dre. MNF has forgot about Dre. Yeah, that's what we working with. We working with the people who forgot about Dre. Should you take them back? Should you still entertain your friends or your family members when they have left you out there to fend for yourself? Do you think that you should still not just forgive them, but would you still rock with them? Would you still give them advice that they asked for? Would you still help them? Would you still assist them? Would you still continue to be a resource for them? It won't make you a bad person because you don't. It will kind of make you a good person if you do. But you have choices. You got choices. Emily Dunlap in the house and said it. Emily. Oh, that's what's up. I'm glad you were able to get your praise on. Did you get your praise dance on? Praise dancing. Yeah. We ain't going to go into that. But yeah, that's it's a hard situation to be in when you're forced to evaluate the value of the friendship that you thought you had with somebody. You thought it was all the way up here, and when they're single, they sure make it seem like it's all the way up here. But the reality is that it's somewhere around here. And when they get with somebody else, they let you know that not only might it be here, it might actually be here. Maybe a little bit lower. A little bit louder now. 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 A little bit softer 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 now. A little bit softer. Yeah. Shake it up, baby. Shake it up, baby. Out of your life until they break up. Hey, they come back to you. I thought he was different. I thought she was different. I thought it was cool. Tried to play me like a fool the other day. I saw her chilling with some other dude. So thought me and the son was two herbs on the curb. I had to mush it in the face. That's word to Herb. Yo, do not disturb them. Come around my curb. Them come around my way trying to say what you got to say. You could have been down with me for the last 10 months, 12, but you gave him hell. And I understand that you was booed up. It doesn't mean that you had to keep your face all screwed up. And that doesn't mean that you had to abandon me and your peace. It's not like we ever tried to keep you away from having enough time of your life or with your husband, spouse, your girl, or your wife. Yo, I support you and them, but you ain't got to leave all love your friends behind and don't give me your chance to shine or even have to join in, participate. We could even sometimes double date. That's not my thing, and you know that, but that don't mean that you don't have to be in my life, God damn, man. Well, you know, this can get deeper than what we're talking about right now, because in all reality, some parents have done this with their children. You know, when mommy ain't have nobody, it was all Chuck E. Cheese and trips to the beach and going to visit people and going to this function and that function. And we was always, she always had activities lined up for us. Soon as mommy got her new man, oh boy. First of all, he came in here trying to change around the dynamics of the whole family. So it our house that he don't live in became the house that he took control of. So there have been parents out there that have abandoned their kids or neglected their kids when they got a new boo. And that's when the situation is out of hand serious. Mommy was always nice to us, sweet to us, understanding of us, and patient with us when she was single. Now she got a new man. It's all, you know, trying to rush us off the bed, trying to get us out of the way, trying to make us basically seen and not heard. But when she crying at the side of her bed and they arguing and they fussing and he's doing whatever he's doing and they on a break and, you know, she's just all messed up and depressed over him. Now she want to treat her kids right again with straight chopped liver when mommy is is in a relationship. And she'll let her new man treat us any old kind of way. Fathers do it too. Fathers do it too. Daddy was here every weekend. Came to get us, took us out to the park, took us on excursions, took us on trips, did things with us, took us shopping all the time, always showing up with something new, something different, something fly. Soon as he get his little girlfriend, his little fiance, he don't come around, or when he come around, we gotta be around her too. And she ain't really that friendly when it comes to kids. Not with us, she ain't. Not with us, she ain't. So, when it comes to parents doing that or treating their children that way, yeah, I take issue with that. That's double, triple, quadruple not cool. But it's the same concept. All that matters is my new boo. Nobody else and nothing else matters. When I'm booed up, everybody else's life is screwed up. Everybody, I have no picks. Me and my John, me and my man against the world. Against the world. These are common situations that many of us have been through, many of us have experienced, but it's a revolving door because it's a cycle. It's a pattern. I'm talking about pattern-like behavior. Pattern-like behavior. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. If you would like to call into the show, I invite you to call in, and the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. All you have to do is press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Urban Therapy with Sun Show, out of your life until they break up. Robbie Ming, my big sis, Robbie Ming, what's going on? Good to see me some of you. We are talking about out of your life until they break up. So we're talking about people who are always around, always friendly with you, always doing things with you, always, you know, part of your life until they get with their new man or their new woman, and then you don't hear from them at all or hardly ever hear from them until they break up until they start having problems with their new man or their new woman. That's what we're talking about. People who abandon you, leave you like a road carcass on the side of the road when they get their new love in their life. They don't call you. They don't check up on you. They don't know that your pit bull had new kittens. I'm sorry, puppies. No, I'm not trying to say that the dog was messing around with the cat. Carrie Wright says, I'm sorry, Cheryl. I've gone through that as well. Then I moved to PA, and I imagine my people felt the same. Guess you just got to call them. Just keep in touch. Because the situation that I'm talking about is when you do not keep in touch. She's out of my life. She's out of my life. Emily says, great topic, but listeners are dropping off. Must be a touchy subject. So, yeah, when it happens with your parents or with parents, it's a bad look. And I know I've seen that. I've seen where, you know, mommy get a new boyfriend, now she fronting. She fronting. She got to keep in touch with us because we live here. But she getting awfully new. She's very different, mommy is. I don't know what's up with mom. Hey, yo, mom. What's up with you? What's up with you? Yeah. It's like that. Like I said, fathers too. You know, black fathers in particular get accused often of forgetting about the existing kids when they have new kids with somebody. It's a common thing. Definitely not a good thing, whether it's true or not. All the time, probably not. But I'm not going to say that it isn't true at all. And sometimes, whether it's true or not, the way it makes you feel is what it is. Robbie Rob says, I've had girlfriends who didn't have a man and would call me all the time. Once they got a man, they didn't call me until the relationship was over. I stopped that. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. I imagine everybody knows what I'm talking about. This is not an uncommon thing. It may be something that we excuse, but it's not uncommon. This happens. It does. This happens. You know what I mean? It's like... So I'm just chopped liver. I'm chopped liver. I'm the ends of the bread. You know, I'm that box. I'm that cereal box that's in the front. You know, because, you know, black people don't like the cereal. We don't like to pick the cereal box that's in the front. We, like, put that thing to the side, reach all the way in the back and get that joint. Like, yeah. You know, go get me with the stale Apple Jacks. Or the one that everybody put their hands on. You won't get me. Won't get me with that. No. Yeah, And I've always wondered, like, what's going on with the mentality of the people who do it? How do they look at it? Because when you bring it to their attention, they deny it or they act like, well, I mean, it wasn't that. It was that, you know, I was going through something at the time, too, and, you know, I got caught up, and it's not like this happened two or three times, though. This is your pattern. Almost makes me want to hope that you don't get a new girl. You don't get a new man. Because this is you. This is you. Nobody hears from you. Nobody sees you. Nobody knows anything about you while you are hooked up with somebody. As soon as y'all start having problems, arguments, fights, separate, breaks, not together no more, here you come. So, yeah. How is that supposed to make a person feel? Like, Rob, how did you feel about that? Evidently, you felt some kind of way about it because you put a stop to it. Did you excuse me, did you have to cut the friend off? Did you have to tell her, listen, don't come around me no more? You know, I have feelings too. Don't come around me when your other friend, your other whatever. Because it's like the same thing. Like, all right, I'm a good friend to you until the friends that you want to impress come around. And, you know, then you want to hang out with them. You want to chill with them. And I can't be around them. You know, I must be like the redhead stepchild. And, you know, I know, Rob, that you do have red hair. But, it's just a saying. You're not a stepchild, though. I know that. I know your mom loves you a lot. And, you know, loved her. So, but nonetheless, Robbie Rob says, I had to tell her, don't call me at your convenience. You got to wake them up. You got to let them know. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. I'm not going to allow you to treat me that way. I'm not having it. Not having it. No, no, no. It's not going down like that. Treat me like chopped liver. Chopped liver. To me, liver is nasty any way that you prepare it. Robbie Rob says, my hair is salt and pepper now. Push it. Push it real good. Push it. Push it good. Push it. Is it salt and pepper now? What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. Yes, he is. Out of your life until they break up. And they want to come dragging ass to you. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm so sad. Let's talk about it over some Celestial Seasonings coffee. Let's have some coffee. At that spot that we used to go to all the time before I got in this relationship and left you behind. Let's go have a chicken Caesar salad the way we used to do it before you became invalid. Let's go out to that spot we used to go before I treated you like somebody I didn't know. Let's go out to that other club before I started treating you like you was a dub. Okay? K, first of all, don't talk to me like that. Don't call me K. That's number one. Number two, no, because I'm mad now. I'm mad at you. I was somebody you didn't even seem to know. Just a minute ago. Now you're fronting. You are fronting. Robbie Ming says, they act like when he's around, they can't talk to you. Ugh. I talk to my girlfriends when I have or don't have a man. Nothing changes. Now y'all can ask Omar all the questions you want. Nah, it's quiet today. It's all good, though. It's all good. Yeah, I mean, you know, shoot, when you friends with somebody, it's not easy to find good friends. And it's not easy for you to find out that your good friends are really just there on a trial basis. They're just there when things are good. They're only there with you. They're never there for you. They've decided not to be that. That's what they decided. That's how they do you. Yeah. Just some things that we have to deal with. We're not going to like it, though. It'll be hard for anybody to really get used to this kind of thing. But you may be getting a steady, hard dose of the reality of friendship, unification, mutual respect, love, real friendship. Life teaches us that things aren't always going to be our way, but they don't always have to be bad though. They don't always have to be something that makes you feel some kind of way. Not always. It's not always the way it has to go. All right. Hold on. Okay. Okay. You, chopped liver, ends of the bread. Ends of the bread. First cereal box on the shelf. Since, you know, black people don't like to take the first cereal box on the shelf, what about when you get cold cuts? Do you tell the person who's slicing the cold cuts, like, yo, don't give me that first slice?
For real.
Do you tell them not to give you that first slice? Like, yo, slice that first slice is one bag. I don't want that first slice. I don't know where that first slice been. I only want the slices after the first one. Remember back in the day? I don't know if they do this anymore. They probably don't. Especially nowadays, currently. Remember back in the day, when you went to the meat counter, they would let you taste the meat to see if that's what you wanted to buy. Some people got greedy, like, all right, what the buffalo chicken taste like? Let me have two slices so I can really get a chance to see what they taste like. That's okay. Let me see what that pepper turkey tastes like. Okay. Man, by the time you get finished testing on them, John, you done damn near had a sandwich. That's when you had to know somebody at the meat counter. You know, people behind you like, come on. All this so you can get $1.50 worth of ham? Yeah, Rob, it's 1 o'clock. We come on at 1 o'clock on the weekends. We was a little late today, though. Oh, hold up. Rob says, I have a best friend since I was 5 years old, and we just don't care if there's a man involved or not. Yeah, that's what a real friend would do. That's how a real friend would act. It's wisdom and knowledge, my hair. Salt and pepper. Cool. All right. We're going to do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 24th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Kiana Tiffany. turning 30 years old today. The big 3-0, happy birthday to you. And Shanice Souter turning 45 years old today. And irreplaceable Jenny Mara, happy birthday to you. And also Morezi Alice, or that's probably Alice Morezi, happy birthday to you. And Shahida Muhammad, happy birthday to you. And Travis James, happy birthday. And also Michael Ford, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, a girl that I've known since I was about 5, 6 years old, my girl Rhonda LaToya Richardson. Rhonda Richardson, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 24th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And any, so go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, when that person that you were so friendly with, that you were so ace boon coon with, that you were so hard linked to, when they keep dropping you off to pick up their new man or their new woman, you have choices. You can either rock with that, roll with that, or you can say, excuse me, I need full-time friends. I need friends that don't involve themselves in trading. And that would not be you. So this is what we're going to do. Until you can be a real friend and realize that you don't trade friends in for lovers, well, let's just consider ourselves to be associates. I mean, after all, we barely associate with each other anyway. So let's just keep it that way. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for a daily Go Get It Mism show, 7 p.m. So make sure y'all come over through, my friend. And I would never do y'all like that. And I mean ever. All right, y'all. So Blog Talk, let me get you out of here. Peace, 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 peace. You're here. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to share.